rulers and darkness of this world against spiritual wickedness in high place. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor, that you may be able to withstand the evil day. Having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and let your feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the enemy or the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Let's just bow our heads as we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity to gather in this country. And we thank you for the opportunity to be followers of your gospel. And that you'll take the words that are spoke this morning, Lord, and you'll make them life, and you'll make them health, and you'll encourage the people with these words, and that you will help them through their struggles and their battles and their fights in their life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I got a video I want to show you first before we get into the message. If Adam can get it pulled up. My message is having a fighter's spirit. Having a fighter's spirit.
Creek doesn't know where he is. It's blind instinct. Turbo's third frame from the exhaustion. But now it's all conviction. We've got a right to the head of the champion. Another right on the left of the head. He's got him into the front. He's got this right one if he stays away. But now it is Creek coming back. Creek with a left hand.
Folks may think, well, what's that got to do with a Sunday morning message? We're always taught that everything's great, flowery, and loving, and caring, and happy-go-lucky. But, you know, to meet you right where you're at, we go through struggles. We go through battles. We go through fights. And, you know, like this fight here, this was Rocky's big comeback fight. How many times, you know, you look at it and some people might say, oh, that's too brutal. You know, it's too nasty. Well, we're living in a fight. Do you think the devil wants you to, he just give you a little tap?
That's
I don't think so. He wants to destroy you. Amen. Yeah. We need to realize that we're in a battle. We're in a fight. And I had another message that I wanted to speak, but I felt the Lord impress this on me, that there's some people here today that are going through some battles. And I want to encourage you this morning to have a fighting spirit, not to give up, to be strong in the Lord. That's what the message the Lord said to me. He said, encourage the people this morning. They're going through struggles. They're going through fights. You're never going to win a fight if you're weak. You're never going to let a fight if you let the devil tramp all over you. But you have to be full of the power. So my first point is, know your opposition. The Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. A lot of times we think our fight is with, I'm just going to come down here for a little bit. My fight is with John Zifku. That John Zifku, he's trouble. He's just all the time getting under my skin. You know. We look at people, we fight with our wives, right? Oh, she doesn't know anything. She's just nagging me to do the dishes all the time and vacuum the floor. You know, drive her to work every day. My wife's not here, I drive her every day. But we don't wrestle against people. Oh, you know, that drummer, he's always too loud. You know, like we always want to fight people. And the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible says that we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we fight against principalities. We need to realize that the enemy, we'll call him the devil, that's who he is out for us. And you know, if he can keep us fighting with one another, he keeps us from accomplishing what God wants for us. Amen? If we can continue to fight with one another, we're going to be distracted. We're not going to make advancements into the kingdom of God. And that's what God wants us. He wants us to go forward. The devil wants to stop us. Know your opponent. You know, when you're these boxers, these fighters, they watch the tapes over and over and over and over again. They learn their opponent. They know that, you know, this guy, he's going to drop his left hand, you know, and when he does, hit him, you know, hard. You know, or they know, they study him, they say, oh, he's only good for one round. If I can last two rounds, I'll take him out in a second. Study your opponent. Know your opponent. The enemy knows us. We don't realize that. He studies us. He knows what our weaknesses are. If you ever notice, you know, he always hits us with our weakness. Because he knows it. He knows you. That's why it's important for us to know who we are. Because he knows us. I like to say the battle is in the mind. Okay? Most of the time, it's not in the physical realm. We think it's in the physical. We can be attacked in the physical, but it all starts in that spiritual end. And he'll attack us in our minds. You ever notice that? That the enemy will, you'll be laying in bed at night, and the enemy will come to you and say, you know, your kids are not going to have enough money to pay their bills. Let's just use that for an example. And you'll listen to that. And then he'll say, you're not going to be able to pay your bills. And then he might say, you know that woman that's laying beside you? You know, she's the miserable old thing, you know? And then he might say, you might have all kinds of money in the bank. And he might say, ah, you're going to go bankrupt tomorrow. Sometimes it's always the craziest thoughts that come into your mind that the enemy will bombard you with. Because, see, he's a liar. And the Bible says that. He says he's the father of all lies. And he'll lie to us. So when you're in bed at night, resist those thoughts. But that battle is always in the mind. Oh, I'm not good enough to do that job. You know. Oh, my wife's going to leave me. You know. Oh, I'm going to get laid off on my job. You know. Or you get laid off. Oh, I'll never find another job. Those thoughts are always put in there. The enemy does that to try to destroy us. He knows us. He's putting them in. And then you know what? If we start to act on it, it's the problem. If we don't resist that, if we begin to say, yeah, I think I might have cancer in my hip. Yeah, that's what, you know, you heard that at night. Oh, my hip's hurting. Maybe it's cancer. Then you start saying, I think I might have cancer. And you keep telling yourself that. And you know, you can speak things into existence. You can. Now, I'm not saying that everybody spoke cancer into existence, but how many times in your life, you know, you start to get a cold, and you say, I think I'm getting a cold. And 2 days later, you get a cold. But have you ever resisted that? And say, no, I'm not getting a cold today. And you fight that. You take a little oregano oil to help you. And it's gone. Amen? Cast down. It says to cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. We need to control our thoughts. Because the battle is in the mind. It's not in the flesh. It's not fighting against John. Now, if John tells me that I'm going to be sick tomorrow, you know, I might have to say, get thee behind me, Satan. But it's not that flesh and blood. We think it is. It's not that at all. It's a spiritual fight. Bring the thoughts into captivity. Cast them down, says. Don't speak those things into existence. Speak the positive things. Speak the things that are what the Word says in your life. Do not speak negative thoughts. You know, my grandfather always said, if you don't have anything good to say, don't say nothing at all. Right? And there's a lot of truth in that. Say things that line up with the Word of God. Don't say things that line up with what the enemy would say, what the devil. Conditioning. I'm going to slide through this really quick because I got a lot of notes here and I want to be able to get it in. But number two, conditioning. Every good fighter is in great condition. They run, they hit the bag, the big bag, the speed bag. They spar. They're in great condition. We need to be in condition as a Christian. We're a fighters. You know, if you're a fighter in the natural, you get yourself into condition. How many of us as Christians are spiritually fit? How many? I'd hate to poll it. Because a lot of times we come to church and, you know, we come for our 1 hour and 15 minute service. And then we go home and we never talk to the Lord. We never open the Bible. We never spend any time with Him. We're physically unfit or spiritually unfit. And then when the enemy comes and attacks us, what do? We fall. We can't fight the fight. To be a fighter, we need to be spiritually fit. And when I was thinking about that, three things popped in my mind. And one was, first of all, wait, meditate, and pray. Were the three words that just popped. You know, I didn't put any thought into it, any miraculous thing. They popped. And when you think about it, first of all, it says to wait on the Lord. What's it say? If you wait on the Lord, He'll renew your strength. If you're weak, if you're going through a battle, if you're going through a challenge, every day, begin to wait on the Lord. Spend time with the Lord. Wait in His presence. In His presence, there's fullness of joy. There's power in His presence. Meditate. The Bible says, he that meditates in the law day and night shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. When you meditate, it builds strength in you. You know the Word of God. You're strong. when the enemy comes at you and throws something at you, you can fight back because you can declare the word of the Lord for the situation and resist it. Pray. It tells us at the end of Ephesians, it says pray all the time. Now, maybe that's difficult when you work, but you know you can still be God conscious when you're working. You can still be God conscious. You can still recognize him. You can still take time every day to pray, either at home or on your lunch hours, during your day. But you have to condition yourself. Think about it. Pray. Wait, meditate, pray. Wait, meditate, pray. It helps us in our fight. Now, number three is a good one. Learn to take a punch. Nobody wants to take a punch, right? Rocky, he learned how to take many punches, right? Lots of scars on his face. But we need to learn to take a punch. When the devil hits us with something, that's when we need to take that challenge, that hurt, and use it to our advantage to fight back. I had a buddy I used to play hockey with, and he was a good friend of mine, and he never played good until he got hurt. We were hoping in the first 10, 20 seconds of the game that somebody would go out and cross-check him from behind. He wouldn't lay there long, but then when he got up and looked out, he was ripping on fire. He was running everybody, scoring, skating. You know, he took those, that hurt, and he got mad in his spirit, and he fought back. And he always played better. Learn to use the punches for your advantage. Sometimes, I wouldn't suggest you take the first punch, because a lot of times the first punch is what wins. But learn to take it. You know, take a punch. And the Bible says, count it all joy, right? Amen. When we fall into temptation, we have troubles, count it all joy. When things hit us, learn to take a punch. Learn to take a punch. Now, I'd like to say, when you take that punch and you get knocked down, get back up. Right? Get back up. Don't stay down. Get back up. No matter what happens, get back up. Somehow we have to find a deepness within ourselves that we have a grit, that we have a strength, that it doesn't matter how much it hurts, I'm going to get back up and I'm going to fight again. I'm not going to be downtrodden. I know I've been dumped off this one horse. I always remember the one horse that broke my shoulder and dislocated it. But you know, they tell you, get back on the horse right away. And you know what? It was a little nerve-wracking because I didn't want to go through that again, but I got right back on. Not that day, after I got healed up. And then I had another horse that we were trying to break, and he never broke any bones on me, but he threw me off about 20 times. And you just keep getting back on. You keep getting back on. Whatever life throws at you, get back up. Yes. Don't stay down. Don't be defeated. Know that the greater one lives within you, yes. And his name is Jesus. Yes. Know that all power in heaven is invested in the name of Jesus, and that there's power there, and that we can get back up when we fall. The Bible says, and I'll just read the scripture, it says, though the righteous man falls seven times, he'll rise again. Yes. It says, the Lord directs the steps of the godly, and he delights in every detail of life. And when they stumble, they'll never fall. Look, I want you to know that you need to grab hold of something. Getting hit is not a bad thing. It's what you do with it. Get back up. Don't let the circumstance control you. If you go bankrupt, get back up and start over again. Say, Jesus is my provider. Jehovah can make this happen for me. If you're sick and you're in the bed, get back up. Fight back. Don't say just because you got cancer, you're going to let it take over your life. Or don't let, because depression comes on you, don't let that depression destroy your life. You see, that's a lie from the enemy. He's playing in your mind. That lie, that bombarding your thoughts, saying that you're no good, that you'll not do anything, that you're worthless, you should take your life. That's a lie from the pit of hell. And that's when we need to just stand strong on the word of God. That's when we fight back. And that's when we resist the devil, the Bible says, and tell him to get behind us and tell him that my God died on the cross for me and I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. No sickness, no death, no poverty can have any place in my life because I'm redeemed. I'm one of the kids of the kingdom. Yes. And the word says, if God be for me, who can be against me? It doesn't matter what the situation is. God is on your side. When you're in the boat and it's storming out and it looks like there's no hope, Jesus is in the boat beside you. He'll get you to the other side. I want you to know he'll meet you in your name. We serve a God that wants us to be a fighter. He doesn't want us to be a wimp. Look in the Bible. We had a lot of bold people. We had a lot of strong people, didn't we? You know, Peter was strong and bold. People want to be around strong, bold people. They want leaders that are strong, not wimps. They want powerful people to be around. That's who I want to be around. Don't let the enemy steal your territory. Don't lay down there. When he attacks your family, if he attacks your health, push back. Don't let him take your territory. My last point is to hit back. And you're going to say, well, hit back. We were always taught to turn the other cheek, right? To walk away from a fight. Well, we're not fighting a physical battle. We're fighting a spiritual battle. It's a totally different war we're fighting. It's okay to fight in the spirit. It's okay to fight in the spirit. If you don't fight in the spirit, you'll be trampled over your whole life. You will. You'll be like a roller coaster in your life. Up and down, all around. Accomplish nothing. Start to get ahead and get pushed down. But fight back. The Bible says the violent take it by force. See, we don't need to just be fighters, but we need to be violent. See, like I like the UFC. People say, oh, I don't watch that, it's too violent. Well, you know what? If you think the devil doesn't want to destroy you, he does. The Bible says that he's like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. You have a bullseye on you. The only thing is, you got a whole bunch of armor you can put on. You got a whole bunch of armor. You can put the breastplate of righteousness on. Amen. You can put the helmet of salvation. When he begins to put thoughts in your head, make sure you got the helmet of salvation on. And when he starts throwing darts at you, starts throwing things at your way, take the shield of faith and put it up. Be like Captain America. Ward off those things, those attacks. Amen? This is practical. This is practical talk. We're all in a war. My war is different than John's war, and my war is different than Ovi's war, and my war is different than Pastor Ken's, and mine's different than Valley's. We all have wars and battles. We're struggling. They're different. But we have to be able to fight back with a vengeance. We have to fight back with a vengeance. We have to give the devil one option. I'm a big Justified fan. You ever seen that show, Justified? He's like the modern day Clint Eastwood, okay? He's a U.S. Marshal, not in the West, okay, in Kentucky. And if he kills somebody, it's justified, okay? Because he gives them the option. You're a drug dealer. He pulls his thing back. You got a day to get out of town. Or he'll pull it back and he'll say, you pull on me, I'll put you down. And he'd say it was a justified killing. Well, I'm telling you, we need to take that approach with the devil. When he pulls up and he begins to threaten us and threatens us and says, you're going to do this. This is when you pull it out and you say, I'm going to put you down. And you begin to read to him the word of the Lord.
Amen.
You begin to read the word of the Lord that says, by the stripes I am healed. I am not going to die. No weapon formed against me will prosper. For my righteousness is of the Lord. That's when you pull on him and you destroy him. You put the run to him. Say, my Savior died on the cross. He took everything. He's got the keys of the kingdom. He's under under my feet. You got to submit to me.
Amen.
We need to be violent. We need to take it back. Be violent in your spirit, not with your spouse. Don't go home and say the pastor said, if your spouse isn't here, you know, the pastor said to be violent. You pull on me, you pull your broom out, I waste you. That's not what we're saying. It's always a spiritual battle.
Amen.
We need to be strong in the spirit and in the power of his might. Amen?
Amen.
Don't let the enemy trample you down. Don't let him trample you down. Keep strong. Keep strong. Renew your strength. Wait on the Lord. Go in your war closet like that movie and pray. We want to be known as a church that's strong, that's mighty, that's powerful. When we're a mighty, strong, powerful church, what happens? People come because they need help. They're not going to come to a church that's not strong and powerful. But when they know they can come and we can build them up in their spirit, when we can encourage them in the Lord, when we can help them and teach them how to be financially strong, when we can teach them how to resist the enemy, when we can teach them how to fight in their everyday battle of life,
yes,
and go forward, they'll come to us. They want strong people, not a weak church. Be violent. Be strong. It doesn't matter. I would like to make a statement. They always said it's important to win. It's not always important to win. It's whether you finish. Because you can win a battle here and there and not finish the race. We're in a race. We're in a battle that's going to have a completion time. And in order to get to that completion time, we have to take the weapons and we have to continue making it, even if we're crawling across the finish line, right? It doesn't matter how many times you've been knocked down. Don't give up. Keep going in the name of Jesus. That's what I have today. Let's stand. If we had our worship team come back. If you're here this morning, I want to pray for you. If you're here and you feel that you need strength, if you want to become a fighter, take the words that I gave you today and begin to practice them in your life. You know, if you're in the midst of a battle, just, while everybody's eyes are closed, we'll just close your eyes for a second, because this may be something you don't want everybody to know. If you're in a battle, you're in a struggle, lift your hand this morning. Lift your hand this morning. God sees all these hands. There's a lot of hands here this morning. He's with us. He's right beside us. He knows your struggles. He knows your battles in your life. And we serve a God that will meet them. I just want to pray right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for every individual in this house that are going through struggles, fights, battles in their life. Maybe they're at the brink of giving up. Lord, I pray that you'll give them an infusion of your spirit this morning. That you'll strengthen their spirit. That you'll give them power in their life. In the name of Jesus, I declare it right now. In the name of Jesus, I declare strength over these people in the name of Jesus. I declare that in the name of Jesus. Refresh their spirits in the name of Jesus. Refresh us in the name of Jesus. Halamokoshia. Let's just sing Holy Spirit our welcome in this place as we close. And as we were singing that this morning, I was thinking, let's not sing Holy Spirit our welcome in this place. Sing Holy Spirit our welcome in my house, in my life. Make it personal for a minute. Let's just take a minute. John, just lead us in that song. And Andrea, make it personal this morning.
Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come fill my heart and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence.
Against flesh and blood, your boss or your friends, but against the enemy. Be blessed. Have a great week in the name of Jesus.